This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Deyavidro.
Amen.
Siyata Dishmai, we're holding in the Ramchal's Dar Hashem and Chelek Aleph at the end of Perak Beis and the middle of Os Dalet. We were talking about, and when the Eibishter created the world in the context of the Tachlis Abriya, we have the Minha Anoshi, we have mankind. And the Ramchal writes, it's at the top of the first page of what I gave you, the middle of Os Dalet. V'yulam Habriya Sheris Aratolini Nagodol Zeh. However, when it comes to the Bria, the act of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated for this great Inyan, Hainu, what's the great Inyan? L'Dveikus Bo Yisro Shmo K'moshe Zacharnu, the greatest expression of Shleimus is to merge and to fuse with the source of all Shleimus, which is the Borei Olam. The greatest Dargo we could get to is Dveikus Bo Yisro Shmo, Hitikori Haikori Shemachol HaBria, that Bria that was made for the purpose of Dveikus with Hashem Yisbarach, that Bria is called the Bria Haikaris. Out of all acts of creation, that's the Iker. That's the Iker Taklis, why everything in the world was created. The Chol Shan Mashi Yamatzi B'Metzias, everything else you see in this world, in the world of reality, Lo Yeh Ela Ozer B'Satzar B'Zavachin Adahainu, the only creation that was made solely for its own purpose and an end, as an ends in of itself is mankind. Everything else, the rocks, the hills, the mountains, the beaches, the sand, the grass, the trees, v'chadome, was made not as an end in itself, but merely as the emtsoi, as the medium to be an ozer through some type of mean, uba'ez v'chinen, some type of way, some type of manner, some classification. Ela Tachlis is here to get mankind to the Tachlis. Now, there is a din in the Rishonim. Does that mean if the Eibishter says, I created ants, does that mean every single ant is in some way or another going to go and be ozer? If you have an ant, a random ant that's climbing up a tree in the Amazon jungle, does that mean that it has a purpose in some way? Again, we don't know what it's affecting with the whole world of chaos, the scientific theory of chaos. You can have a butterfly that flaps its wings in Japan, and it causes a tornado in the middle of Nebraska. Eibishter created the world, and this is a true science. It's called the science of chaos. There's an interplay of every aspect of the Bria. So the Taka could be an ant that's crawling up a tree, and in some way or another, Taka is affecting the Bria. But there's a big deal in the Rishonim. Does that mean that every ant has a specific purpose? Or is it that we need an ant to go ahead and serve mankind? For example, spiders, and we need a spider to go ahead and weave the web around the entranceway to the cave where David HaMelech was hiding from Shaul. So now we have a spider. Does that mean that every spider has its own unique tafkin? Or in order to have the spiders, now there's a species. Now I know the whole min of spiders, balav davka, every single one of the min has its own tafkin. That itself is an interesting deal. But I'll quote upon him, if you do hold that every single spider, every single ant is a function, that means there's something in some way or another that it's affecting the Bria, whether it's affecting global warming, whatever it is, somehow, a climate, there's some change, something that it's toofing in the Bria. It's all to do what? It's all to help mankind. In fact, Rochatsko Levenstein, the Heilige Mashkiach Zatzal, he writes in his Or Yecheskonel Elul, he says, everyone's spoiled by an elephant. And after all, the Gemara Brachos and Vav Beis are all Pil B'Chalom, Pil Anasalo. You see an elephant in a dream, a Pella's going to happen to you. Pil Pella. It's Gemalik, and here's this magnificent animal. In fact, Moshe Shapiro explains parenthetically, on why talk is it the only creation that has the musuk, the concept of Pella, ingrained into its definition, into its name, into its essence. Gemalik Ahara. Hazrat Moshe Shapiro used to say a machshavashir on Perak Aro in the ninth Perak in Brachas. Took him years. I had to go through every line. Why Aro appeal b'chalom pela nasalo? Appeal an elephant. Peel lashon pela. What's the shaychus? Gemalnik writes the tour. Aruch Chaim Siman Vav explaining the Bracha Ma'aseh Yotzer. How does the Bracha Ma'aseh Yotzer conclude a mafli lasos? What's a mafli lasos? Explains the Torah. What's the ultimate wonder in the world? The synthesis of a dover that's kulo ruchni, fully spiritual, uniting and merging with something that's kulo gashmi, something that's completely, they're diametrically opposed. Something that's entirely ruchni is the neshama. Something that's entirely gashmi, the tzad fizi, is the mensch, is the ofer min adoma. To merge the two and to have the two unite in harmony and to exist together, that's the ultimate Pella, the Ruchni combining with the Gashmi. That's why every time we speak, explains the Maral Perachov Kas of Gevuras Hashem, every time we speak and we move the Kalim Hagufonium, the Kalim Agashmiim, the Hainu, the mouth, the lips, the teeth, every time we move that speaking apparatus, we're allowing the innermost thoughts and emotions of the Neshama to shine forth. It's the Giloi of the Pinimiyas Achutz. So there's one level of Giloi. When you look at a person's face, it's called the Panim, writes the Maral, because through the Panim, through the expressions of the Panim of the face, you get a glimpse of the Pnimius, what's going on inside the person, but you get so much more. And when you're going on a Shidduch date, you can look at the person, you can get a taste of the Pnimius, but you need to speak, you need to have conversation so you can really understand the innermost thoughts and emotions of the person. Through the vehicle of the Peh, Osios Po, here I am. What makes me tick? When I open up my mouth, Po, I let you know, here I am, Ayyadeh, the movements of the Peh. That's why Ramosha explains the only part of the body, it's the inside of the skin turned outwards, the lips. And why is it the inside of the skin now flipped outwards? Zavta Moshe, because that highlights exactly what its Iker Tafkid is, which is to enable and empower the Gilui of the Pinimius to come Achutza. And that's letting go of the Pinimius. So what happens every time we speak? Ambracious Perak Base Pasuk Zayin, the famous Unklus, Targum Yonason, Avayipach Babel Nishmas Chayim, he came alive, he came in Nevesh Chayim, Zok the Targum, Avahamas Adam Ruach, the Ruach Memalala, speaking spirit, because speaking is when I highlight the fusion of the Chelek Agashmi, the Chelek Aruchni. Every time I speak, I let the Ruchnius come out. Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, was an Oros Vasayim, Kvapech, Valoshan, Loish, Devorim Anarchi. He was so mostly spiritual, and that there was a chisaron, kefi dargoso ha'araba v'atsuma, there was a chisaron, and what, dafka in the koach hadiba, which is the bridge that links together the chilek agashmi, chilek aruchni, meila, he was an oros masayim, he had a deficiency in that area, not to the Gnai Chali, the Bechas L'Shvach. He was so holy, so connected to the world of Ruchni, and that there was something lacking in the bridge between Ruchni and Gashmi, because he was Kemal Kula Ruchni. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does Koach Hadibur? It's the Giloy of the Pinimiyas Achutza. It's the expression of the Chelek HaNeshama in the person. How do we actually breathe? We breathe through our mouth, but we primarily breathe through our nose. A neshama, Indian of neshima. That's why it's called a neshima. It's a breath. Through every time we breathe, we show that our neshama still dwells within. Meila neshama, neshima. Explains on Moshe Gavaldik. We have a chelek ha-maisa, and we have a chelek ha-ruchni. Our chelek aruchni biyoser is the bechinas haneshama, expressed through the neshima, and the chelek agashmi biyoser, as the Maral writes, is what the daimideis of back in Tolos Chavzayin Chabez, hakol ko Yaakov, kol that comes out of the peh, that's Yaakov ruchni, that's the koach hadibur, that's the expression of the neshama. Esav is loshen asiya, he's already formed, he's already done, he doesn't have a tafkid as much to accomplish in this world, he's already asui, he's already a done deal, he's what yadaimideisav. Writes the Maral. Well, the centrality of the mensch is the seichel, the brain, the soul of the person dwells, hovers above the intellect, hovers above the brain, the most complex creation in the entire world. A 3-pound mass that's responsible for memory, for creativity, innovation, chokhma, elyona, v'chulei. That is the brain, that's the seichel. The neshama hovers above the brain. That is the mensch, the centrality, the chelek ha'ikari of the mensch. And then you have the heart, which is a seat of emotions, which is more or less aligned with the brain. There are two parts of the body that can extend the farthest away from the ikar mahus of the mensch. You are your brain, seat of the intellect, seat of the soul. You are your heart, seat of the emotions. The evarim that stretch and extend the farthest away from the centrality of the mensch are your yadayim and esav. The yadayim stand very far from the brain and the heart. So too the raglayim that are always in touch with the Ofrim and Adamo. The Raglaim Ikvasod, the Mashikha, that are always attached to the world of Chomer, to the world of Aretz, of Artzius, of Chumrius, of Gashmius. Amela, and those are your Yadayim. So we have a Chelek HaGashmi B'Yosir, the Yadayim. We have a Chelek HaRuchani B'Yosir, the Inyan of Neshama Neshima. As explains on Moshe, what is the Torah telling us in Mafli Lasos, the ultimate Pele, is what is the synthesis of a Dover Ruchni with a Dover Gashmi. There's only one creature in the world that its Yadayim is one in one with its breathing apparatus. Its breathing apparatus is the trunk of an elephant, Dahainu. It breathes, it shows us that it's alive through the breathing going into the trunk, and the trunk is, as any zoologist will tell you, the power of an elephant's trunk. Anytime lions want to attack an elephant, they need a whole team of 6 to 10 lions to attack, bring down an elephant. One lioness comes along, an elephant can take its trunk, smack it, fly, having it fly over 20 feet. Can smack a lioness, and yet that same trunk that has such power can pick up a single grain of sand. Can pick up a single blade of grass. Unbelievable, but what's its yadayim? The yad of the elephant is the trunk, and that's simultaneously its breathing apparatus. So, Moshe, peel is a pelabatsim, because its yadayim, the ace of its hand, its thing, the way that it functions in this world, is one woman, its breathing apparatus. It's the only creature in the world that its nose through which it breathes is simultaneously its koach yadayim. So that's peel, pelanasalo, and that is a peel, that's a pelab. So, back to Ochatzkel Levinstein. He says, everyone's in this spall by appeal. He says, and he writes a whole page. And Oyechizkel and Elo, he's sitting in a chair and he's watching a minuscule ant crawl on a windowsill. And he writes, come out the page, he says, the Hispilus. Everyone wonders an elephant. At least an elephant, you could get the 9 living functions, the digestive tract, reproductive, circulatory, v'chulei. You could squeeze it all easily into an elephant. How in the world did God get a brain, a digestive tract, a reproductive system, a circulatory? How did he fit it all in this minuscule little baby ant? We're not talking about the big ant. We're talking about the big working ant. It's a little minuscule ant that's crawling over here. How in the world did God fit it? It doesn't make sense. He says, that's at least as big a wonder as the elephant. Without getting into the Machshava, peel and pelle, but I just doubt the hispilus of the wonder. Every little wonder in the world. So that little ant, is every little thing, is still not really for itself. It's still to serve the world in order to serve man. Every creation is there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there to serve man, to enable and empower him to serve the Borei Olam. It's to be an Ozer, Ameza Tzad, Ameza V'chinan. And this is not just the animals that were clearly made to be Meshamesh, Meshares, Adam, Arishan. But we know that everything that's here in the world, the Rambam writes in the Zechdama to who? Hashmona Prakim, and Perish Mishnayis, and by obviously says that you can have a king who's going to build a palace, so that 2,000 years later, he could build a magnificent palace, take 20 years to build a palace, and it can be worth millions of dollars, and it can have hundreds of awnings. And one Sunday afternoon, one Tzaddik, one Tamachochan can be walking along, and get shade under one awning for all of 20 seconds, and that's the whole tachlis of that mansion. That's a Platzuma. Hashem will allow this whole structure to go up and last for millennia, all for what? For one Sonic on a sunny afternoon to get perhaps 30 seconds of shade. Everything is made for Adam in order to serve Adam. It's to get him El Ataklis, the Sheyitzlach V'Yamatze, V'Yalkein, Yikaru Tefelim V'Abriya, Yikaru Shezacharnu. Everything in the world, the animal kingdom, the world of Chai, of Domeim, of Tzomech, every classification of the Bria, it's all to do what? To enable Adam to be Matzliach, to serve him, and to come to his aid in some way, shape, or form, to enable him to go ahead and get to the Tachlis, and therefore they all call Tefelim to the Bria Ikaris, which is the Minanoshi, which is Adam. And now, as we'll see, when he's going to talk about the battle of the Yetzer Tov versus Yetzer Hara, so we know Tov Ma'od. So you have Tov as the Yetzer Hara, Tov Ma'od as the Yetzer Tov, Tov Ma'od as the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara was created for Adam to get to Shlemus. You need to be Bocher, the Tov over the Ra, and that itself gets you to Shlemus. Everything that's Batsim, that we think Batsim is bad in this world, is also here to enable us to get to the highest Madrega of Shlemus. Osei. So who is this Bria HaYikaris? Hashem created many things. And who is the Bria Yikaris? Ach, Bria Yikaris, Ba'emesi, Amin Ha'enoshi. And that is mankind, Homo sapiens, V'chol Shaar Nevroim, Bein HaShfolim, Bein HaGvom Mimenu, meaning not only the lower classifications of the Bria, not just the worlds of Domein, Tzomeach, and Chai, and all the animals, etc., even the Gvom Mimenu, the ones who are Gvom Mimenu, in closeness to the Borei Olam, and their Koach HaSogad, Ha'inu Malachi Elyo, even greater than Malachi Elyon. So Mitzan Echad, a Malach is closer to the Borei Olam. A Malach has the Hasogas of the awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the Maisa, Mitzan Echad, the Gavol Mimenu. But what? Even the Malach is Einam Ela Bavuru. The Malach is not here for its own purpose. There's no Indian of Shleimus, of a Malach getting to Shleimus. The creation of the Malach, somewhat of a robot in the service of the Borei Olam, is what? Einam Ela Bavuru. They're also here just to serve man, Lash writes Ibn Ezra, Lazar lo, to help him, writes Rashi, to be malava him. Ramban, what do you mean? He's not anywhere close to Artsol. What do you mean to be malava him to Artsol? So Ramban, it's not being malava to Artsol, but it's down to be malava b'derech Hashmira, the Rishonim say. You have what? It's all for Yaakov. Ayishach Yaakov malachim. It's to do what? To send a malach hamamish. And that is the darg of the Bechir Shemavas. Avram Avinu saw malachim. He saw malachim in the beginning of Ayera. Yitzchak saw Malachim and Malachim saw him by the end of Ayera, Parshas Akeda. According to one day, the reason why, the crying of the angels, but the Medrash makes it clear that he saw the angels. And he saw the angels. It says he saw the angels, and Avram Avinu didn't see the angels. But why didn't Avram see the angels? So Ephraim Waxman is Medayik from the Medrash, because not that he didn't have the Yechilus to see the angels, but he was staring into the eyes of Yitzchak the whole time. He was oblivious to everything that was taking place. But Yitzchak, I was doing what? He was being the Eben Hashem. He was just being Mevato Kokulo. He saw the angels. Avram Avinu was focused solely, exclusively on his son. But about Avram saw angels, Yitzchak saw angels. But you don't find L'chaira that they controlled angels. But Masha Enkin, what do you find by Yaakov? The Eloka B'tachdainim. At the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, what do we find? He sees Malachi Elokim, Olam V'yor Nebo, and the Sulam Mutzavarta Roshim Egeh Shemaimo. He sees angels, but he doesn't just see angels. At the beginning of Vayishlach, he sends angels, he controls them, can send them on a Shlichus. Right? The Mefarshei Rav say, Sissachom and others, because of the Smichus, the same Malachim that he just met, which the Medrash and Shirashim Rabbah and Zion Allah says, that when he left the Bayis of Lavan, 600,000 Malachim came to escort him. What do you think? Vayivko ma Malachim, he had a couple of Malachim, came to him. 600,000 roped in Lefanov, were dancing how you smeich him. The Rokdim Lefonov state in the Medrash and Shir Shem Ram and Parshas Zayin and Osalim, 600,000 angels. Imagine Yaakov says, I'm going to take three and I'm going to send them. Yishal Yachim Malachim. He sends them, and what happens? He gets to a higher Madrega. Not only does he send them, he not only sends and controls Malachim that are there to serve him, but even the Malach that's there to serve Esav, the Koach of Sorashal Esav, the Koach Asav, even when his adversary tries to, still, Yaakov is Yisrael. Sarisim Lekim Atuchal, as the Chosinus says, he's not named for the victory. He's named for the struggle. That's Yisroel. And why aren't we named a conjugation of Atuchal that we want? We emerge victorious. Like the Ha'ilig HaChazanish. And many of the Bali Musa say it. The Shem Yisroel is Nikva Al Shem what? Al Shem the Mechama. That's what life is. Life is a Mechama. It's fighting it out with our adversary. That's Koveya. And the Shem Yisroel Kabon. And that's the Gevalda kind of Yaakov Bechir Shem Avos. He controlled Malachim. A famous of Shimshon Rashtapolya. And the Kuta Shoshanim and Yitzutei Shamshin, how did Rashi know that they were Malachim Mamish? And maybe Malachim over here just means messengers. How did Rashi know? Zokta Shushnash Tepolya, because in his Mahalach throughout, is that Rashi was also writing Alpi Sod. When you look at Rashi, he's not just writing Alpi Pshat, L'Pshuto Shemikra Nibo, he's Bob the Shvil Pshuto Shemikra, but he's always being Marameh's Gavalda Gezachin, he's always tapping into the world of Remez, Drush, and Sod as well. Famous Shushnash Tepolya, Rashi says the beginning of Sechas Megillah, Megillah Nikra Yispi Yen Aleph Yerbe Yisigimel Yedalit Hesvav, the Pochus Velo Yosef. Halapokas mi Yosef. Zot the Rashi. What's Lapokas? Lapokas mi Yen Aleph, Velo Yosef mi Tezvav. Frektiv Shishan Shapoh Yen Yitzut Shishan Shishan. So what's Rashi be Mechadish? It says in Megillah Nikra Yishin Aleph Yerbe Yisigimel Yedalit Hesvav. Lapokas Velo Yosef. Lapokas from the lowest number that was listed, number 11. Halo Yosef from Tezvav. So what's the Chiddush of Rashi? Zot the Shishan Rashi's writing Al Pisod. What does Rashi want to tell you? That the Megillah is in the context of what? Yud Aleph and Tesvah, which is 11 and 15, which is 26. And that's the Shema Vayah. That's Megillah. Nigrace, the Haina, what? Lo Pokus Megillah, Lo Yosemi Tezvav. And that means what? The Megillah is Torah Shemach Sav. Torah Shemach Sav is the Bechina of Yurke Vavke, the Chelik of Hashem's name that's Torah Shemach Sav. That's Yurke Vavke. What's Gemara Mshachim Navnun Amnalev? Zeshmi Leolim is Zechmi the Dodor. The shame that's Nechtov, Bebechina's Torah Shemach Sav is Yurke Vavke. It's Gemara 26. Lo Pokus Megillah, Lo Yosemi Tezvav. 11 and 15 is 26. Aiba Megillah's Nigrace, the Haina, what? The Megillah that's limited to 11 and 15, which is 26, the Bechinas Torah Shemach Sav, Kenegan Avaya Torah Shemach Sav, is Nigris. What's Nigris? How is the Shem Avaya Nigris? With Aleph Dalla Nun Yud, the Shem Adnus. What's Gematria Aleph Dalla Nun Yud? 65. Add up 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Megillah Nigris. How much is the Megillah Nigris? When you want to read the Megillah, that's from Bechinas Torah Shemach Sav, you want to read it. Nigris is flushing out the Yud Kei Vavke into Aleph Dalla Nun Yud. That's why Megillah Nigris. We get Aleph your base, you'd give me a Dalit as well. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 equals 65. Gematria Anus, and that's the so that's in Rashi. Azokta Shishash Napoleon, Vayishach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Amish. Malachim Amish, if you were writing Rashi, who's the Pshuta Shemikra Nima? Say, isn't Rashi Pashup Shan? Vayishach Yaakov Malachim. Malachim are messengers. How does Rashi know that here? Then Malachim Amish, Azokta Shishash Napoleon, and the Kute Shashanim, because Rashi saw the first three words in a Parsha. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, and he said, "What's the gematria? 677." Hazok Rashi, Havat Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish. What's Mamish? Rashi Tevis Memem Shin. And the three Malachim that he sent were whom? Were Michoel, Malkiel, and Shinandiel. He sent these three Malachim. How does Rashi know that these are three Malachim? He said because the gematria of Michoel, Malkiel, Shinandiel equals Bidiuk 677. The gematria of Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, and then he brings a sefer plea according to Zohar Chodesh. Ezra Savasena, what do we say every day before Shon Esrei? Writes a sefer plea. You have to have Kavana Ezra Savasena. Who came to be Ozer Avasena? The Malachim. And the Malachim that helped them, that escorted them, were Ezra Savasena. Ain't Kornovus, Ella the Shlosha, Brokhus, and Sinem and Beis. So who is Ezra Savasena? The Malachim. Who were the Malachim? Amichoma, Kiyoshin, and Deal. How do we know that Ezra, Ayin, Zion, Rei, Sav, Gematria, 677. Ezra, 677. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, 677. Michoel, Malkiel, Shinandiel, Gematria, Bediyuk, 677. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, which Malachim? Malachim Mamish, Memem Shin, Michoel, Malkiel, Shinandiel. That's Yaakov who had control over the Malachim. Even the Malachim, Einam El Bavuro, are all made for Yaakov, for the Minha Noshi. And HaShlemus and Yonim, in order to get the Shlemus and all in Yonim, Lefikola, Bachinus, Haramas, Rashonus, Reis, and Matzimahem, through all types of classifications and characteristics and different aspects, all the many and all the different ones, and where a person finds himself, every single aspect of the Brio is here at the man's service. And I'll explain the more he'll touch upon in several other places throughout the Sefer. Vinei? Haskol of Cholamidas Tovos. Heyman Yoni Shlemus Shinimtsu Lushtalim Behem Ha'odah. A man's intellect and man's Midas Tovos. We have two aspects of man to work on to get to Shlemus. The intellect has to get to Shlemus, Ayde Liman Atayra Vachulei. And all the Midos Tovos that a person works, these are all in Yoni Shlemus, that a person has to now use, tap, and work on in order to get to the full-fledged sense of Shlemus. So, intellect that's used correctly and properly, and all good Midos, they bring you in a direction of Shlemus, and the world of Chomer, and the pejorative, the negative Midos, they revolve around in Yoni Chisoran, Shademusim, and looking at Shlemus, and man is placed in the middle. He's placed in the middle, and that's where we're going to elaborate now as we start Perek Shlishi. He's placed in the middle. He's got 50% on one side, 50% on the other side. Again, we'll get back to the Morasukim, it's Hashem. However, the point is, he's got a constant battle, and that's the Chelek HaNeshoma, that's Makusha to the Chelek HaSeichel, and then he has the Chelek, that is the Chomer, that's the Ofer Min Adama. And man can go either way. Famous Maral, there are about 10 different reasons why man is called Adam. You have the Arizal, the Shlo, the Zohar, Adam Lekel, and you have the Ksava Kabbalah, refers to many different Pirushim why man is called Adam. A famous answer to the Maral is as follows. Maral writes in Gur Aryeh, why is he called Ofer Min Hadama? He's called Adama. That's the essence of man. He's Adam because he's Ephraim and Adama. He's the ground. What's unique about the dirt of the earth? The dirt of the earth, Zok the Maral, Be'etzem, it's worthless. It's zero, Sheba zero. It's ubiquitous. It's all over the world. So dirt, Mamish, is free. Dirt is free. Wherever you want to go in the world, you can find some dirt. Dirt's free. It's all over the place. It has kilo zero value. At the same time, it has all the value in the world. Because without the dirt, we wouldn't have trees, plants, vegetative life. Without plants and vegetative life, we wouldn't be able to sustain the animal kingdom in the Min HaNoshi v'cholei. Everything comes down to the ground. You need to have dirt. Mitzad Echad, it's zero. Mitzad Sheni, it's everything. That is the Adam. Adam could do what? He could go at Basar the goof, and he could go back to the ground, and he's Mama Zero, Sheba Zero. He could go after Ruchni. And what does he want? The Sulam is Mutzav. Arza uverosho magia shamaima. You can go to what? To the tzad that's mutz of arza, that's a chelik of chomer, the chelik of arzius, or rosho magia shamaima. You can go after the rosh, which is always being mistakel, klape shmaya. And what do you want? What do you want to go after? That's the battle between Klaius and Amalek. How do we defeat Amalek? A perikid zayin, posigid aleph, in the end of Bashalach. Kasher yorim oshes yodu begobo yisroel, kasher niyachas yodu begobo Amalek. And what is that all about? Mishnah, mefureshes, and Rashon Chav Tesam. What? The raised hands turns Klaiyosol's attention heavenward. That says what? Don't look at Amalek. What's Amalek? Amalek is Olam Hazeh. Amalek's a descendant of Esav, Loshen Asiya. They're all about the Soda. They're all about Arzius and Chumrius. Why with Amalek in the world is a key? Yonah, Keska, Machemel Hashem, Amalek, Midor Dor. Because they want to take God out of this world. They want to take God out of Olam Hazeh. Amela, what happens when Amalek's in the world? Kiyalo Keska. Hashem's Shem Etzim is Yudke Vavke. With Yudke Vavke, why is it Yudke Vavke? We know Rashi describes it in Shabbos Daf Nun Hey Yom Aleph. Yudke Vavke spells Hayahovivia. God was, is, and will be. Chosom Shokur Shuchu Emes, because Aleph is the letter that was in the past, Hayah. Mem is the letter that currently is, Hove. And this Sof is the letter at the end of the Aleph base that will be. Emes is something that's true, was true, is true, and will always be true. Can I get the Aleph, the Mem, and the Sof? Explains Jamash Shapiro. How do you express a conditional statement in Lashon HaKodesh? If it's going to happen, if it's going to rain today, if it's going to be true, that means what? It might have started with Aleph and made its way to Mem, but I don't know if it's Emes, I don't know if it's Sof, I don't know if it's true. So what do we say? If it's going to happen, it started with Aleph, maybe made its way to Mem, I don't know if it's Taka Emes. That is the Shem Etzim. Shem Etzim is the God that Ani Rishim Ani Achron. I'm the God that was Aleph, I'm the God that is Mem, I'm the God that will be the Sof, I'm the God that's HaYehovaviyah. What happens when Amalek's in the world? We want to take God out of what? Take God out of the past. We weren't around in the past. They weren't around at the beginning of creation. Lo chbat lehem b'chlal. They're not interested. Okay, so there was a God at the beginning. But we want to take him out of this world. So lo chbat lehem the Aleph. Lo chbat lehem. The fact that God was. That God's going to be in the future, he's going to be Lenetz Netzachem. Achri saw the Ovid. Amalek's not going to be around in the future, so they don't care that God's around in the future. What do they want to do? Take God out of the Ovid. Kiyano Keska. Hashem is Yud, Hey, Vav, and then another Hey. With those letters, what can you spell? Haya, Hovaviyah. But if you take out the suffix of the Vav and the Hey, and all you're left with is Yud and Hey, you could spell Haya, you could spell Yiyah, but you can't spell Hovah. That's Amalek. With Amalek in the world, Kiyano Keska. They took the Shem Avaya Yud Kei Vavke. They took out of the Shem Avaya the Vav and the Hey. We don't want God in the Hoveh. You can still spell Ha, you can spell Yiyah. Lo Mashanah doesn't make enough Gemina Etzleinu. Aloch Batlanu. And we want to get God out of the presence. Lefiyani Yisdaiti, you could be Mosef. And that Shol HaMelech was given a charge, kill Amalek. Get Amalek out of the world. And Shol fails and he leaves alive Agag. He fails. Who comes and finally kills Agag and brings the Shlemos to Shol's mission? Shmuel, ever notice the name Shmuel is the same letters as the name Shol, but what? But with a mem. Shol's charge was what? To deal in and take Amalek and get rid of them. And we said what? Aleph Mem Sof, MS. Aleph is the letter that was, can I get Haya? Sof is the letter that will be. What's the letter, can I get Hovah? The mem. Shmuel comes and he's a Mashlim Shol. He adds the mem to Shol's mission in life. The mem is can I get the Hovah? He didn't take Amalek out of the Hovah. Shmuel goes in and kills Agag and brings back the mem to Shol the Melech Efsher. And the idea is, We don't want God in this world. That's a molek. That's the whole battle. The battle is, are you going after Ruchnius? Are you going after Gashmius? That is where we find ourselves. You're on the ladder of life. Do you want Rosh HaMegiah Shemaim? Do you want Sula Mozart? So, Chelek Aleph, Perek Shlishi. And now let's elaborate on Bamin Anoshi. Now that I clarified for you the Tachlis Abriya, I told you in the context of the Tachlis Abriya that it's for Dveikus, and it's all to serve and to be at the for the usage of the Minhai Kuri, which is man. Every Chelek Abriya was meant to serve him, to enable him to get to the ultimate Shlemus. Even the negative aspects of the Briya. So now let's flesh out this idea, and when we tackle independently Bamin HaAnoshi, let's talk about the way Hashem made and fashioned Adam Arish. And all mankind, Kamar Zacharnu, Heyos Adam Osabriya, Nibris, the Dali Boy Yisparach Shemo, we've already mentioned, since man is that act of creation who was created in order to be Nizdabi to the Borei Olam, via Mutelis Bein HaShlemis VeChasonus, so now man was placed Mamish on the middle of the playing field. He's in the middle of the football stadium. And he's got Shlemus on the right side and Chesonus on the left side. Hayecholus biyodu l'knesset Shlemus. And if he wants, he can go in and get to the Shlemus. He's got to get into the end zone. V'ulam, tzark sheyeh b'chirasi ritzon. He's got to do it of his own accord, of his own will. It's got to be through his own b'chir, his own free will, and through his own ratzon. Why? Ki'ilu hayemuchruch ma'isav liyos b'chrak upon him a Shlemus. I mean, guess if he would be compelled, if he would be forced in his ma'isam, then he has to go ahead and always select that which brings him on the road to Shlemus, then the hayeh nikra b'hem is b'al Shlemuso. So let's say he's compelled to do so. God made man that you have to go ahead and always select the good. Then what happens in the end? You're not the Baal Shlemuso. You don't own it. You're not the Baal Dover. You're not the owner of it. Somebody else forced you to acquire it. The one who was mocking it to you, he's the one who owns it. We refer to the Borei Olam. We can't be masking the Borei Olam. So we refer to him as what? The Kavan El Yona, the Das of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's intent. That's way beyond our grasp. The only way it can be Miskayemus is what? Is if Hashem enables us to be the Baal Dover. We have a beautiful insight from Rabbi Victor Nemenzal, Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim. Gemara says, "A brachas tav chesem and olive godo and enem migias kapo yusim yishamayim." Shinemar shurachem tovlach hashurach biyom hazat tovlach liyolam haba. An enem migias kapo. Someone who works at toils is greater than yishamayim. Says, what are we talking about? What exactly is the tzir? Why is someone who works greater than yishamayim? Zokter Nemenzal, you know what Yerushalayim does? And then Mr. Yerushalayim says, anytime I have a Shiloh, I call up the Rav. Anytime I have a Shiloh, I go press the Google search, and go ahead and tell me the answer. Right? Somebody was in a class, in a college class, and the professor, asked the professor a bomb question. So the professor says, I don't know the answer, but you don't want to have my iPhone here. Well, just ask Google. We'll do a Google search. And he presses the button. This is in the middle of the college class. Somebody wrote an article on this. And he asks the Google search in the middle of a university. And Google gives him the answer. And he says, isn't this great? Imagine, what did people in the world do before Google? And the student says, they used to know something. And they used to know something. Now, somebody called my wife. She was driving in the city. And her ways broke. Her ways broke, so she calls on my wife. She was in the seminar. She calls, says, how do I get around the city? She posted to know. She did a grid, there's numbers. Well, it goes in order of numbers. And I couldn't figure it out. Her whole life was Google and Waze. I forget about a map. Read a map. She had no idea what a map was. A map, when you go into a store, buy a map, what do you mean? She couldn't figure out how to get around Manhattan Bechlal. She was so dependent. And that's what's happened to the society. We don't use our brain Bechlal. Everything is just ask. Mama's not using her brain. So what does the Yerushalayim do? That's it. I just asked somebody else what the answer is to the question. Or take out the latest English Likud Sefer. And you don't have to work. You don't have to switch. Just take out the Maskon of the Milsa. I take out all the great English books of Chashabas. You don't have to work through the Sugya. Just go on and read the final Maskon. No, Zatum Nemenzal. I know it's a greater feeling. Open up the Gemara Shabbos. Take a look at Rashi Yataisis. Go ahead. Take out the tour of the Beis Yosef. Anadarke Moshe. And then the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Caleb. Work through the Sugya and get to the Maskoni. That's Geshmak. That's Goda. Nimigias Kapo. Yerushalayim says, I'll sit back. That's it. I'll just call my rabbi. Just go ahead. I give it a Shiloh. Just look, consult the latest English Sefer. I don't have to work through it. I have to Schmitz. But what's the greatest satisfaction? Hanen Nimigias. Yes, Kapo, a Rav Gusman, somebody said to me recently, a Gavali, before Shabbos, he said his father would sometimes drive around Rabbi Shmuel Zev Gusman. And Rav Gusman, when he was in America, after the war, he was in Crown Heights, he was a Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, the Mamatur, Shemchulai, saying Shir in different places. He says one time his father was driving Rav Gusman through Manhattan, and he was showing Rav Gusman, look at what man created, look at all these skyscrapers, and all these wealthy people in their offices by Fifth Avenue, Shemchulai. Rav Gusman said if they would taste the geschmack of hovering in a Taisis, and they would taste the geschmack of learning a Taisis being, if they knew what it was, they'd be jumping out of the windows, and they'd be jumping out of the windows to come into this camp right now to be able to learn a Taisis with me. And they're sitting in the fancy chairs and the mahogany desks, and the Vachulai says they think that's life, that's not life. Oh, if they would only know the geschmack of working through a Taisis, working through a Katsais, it's all different ballgame. Rav Reisman said over Motzei Shabbos at the Aguda convention, he's speaking about a sphere of Gifter, as he says that Rav Gifter once, and there was a Bachar who sent him a letter. Abacher sent Rav Gifter a letter, and he had a kasha. He said on the Katsais, he had a teretz. The Katsais leaves off a few, left over the tzarchian. The Katsais, why you leave? The Katsais says, "Mighty." He leaves over the tzarchian. So this Bacher writes an answer to answer up the Katsais to Rav Gifter. He says he couldn't know back. He says he didn't know the Bacher was. He gave a shmooze and tells the next and mamish the next day. He says, "Here you have the Katsais." The Katsais mamish had zero money. He was an oni dochuk b'yoyser. He lived in Medakas. He lived in freezing part of Europe. He had no heat. He had nothing to eat and nothing to drink. He pusha didn't sleep. How did he write his chedushim? As he told him, he said, at 4 o'clock in the morning, he had to put a blanket over his head so that the quill wouldn't freeze. Hey, mamash had a blanket over his head so the quill wouldn't freeze, and he sat up all night writing, slept about 2 hours a night, and mamash was mice and ever shamela shagia. And that, so he says, this kash is a turkian. Along comes a bacher who drinks his Pepsi and eats his strawberry shortcake. Says, I'm going to be Mihashiv the Katsais. Azai chutzpah. He says, you're telling me with your Pepsi and your strawberry shortcake, you're going to answer up a kasha that the Katsais couldn't answer. He says, what's going on? They know you read us Adairas. Oh, it's going on. It's a different world. Oh, that's the minute. You got to work. You got to schwitz. Ravuna said any mimer that he didn't have to change his shirt after the mimer. If he didn't schwitz enough in the mimer that he had to change his shirt when he finished the mimer, he says, then it wasn't a good mimer. And they have to put in the kayak. Amen. If somebody else is mocking at you and you didn't work yourself, that's not the Kavanah Yon Miskevish. You got it. It's got to be something internal. A famous Yesod of the Maralmi Prague. And with this we'll close and we'll get back to this idea of Mitzvah Hashem. You know, we'll finish up Os Aleph. Alkein Hucho Sheyinu Chadov LeBechrasa. It has to be left over to man's Bechira. Shtiyah Netziyosa Shkula Shneat Sonim LeMachrachas Lechavihem. Man has to be placed in the middle of the football field, and he can have an equal Netziyah towards the Tzad HaTov, towards Shleimus, and likewise an equal Netziyah towards the Tzad HaRat, the Tzad of Chisoran, and lacking Shleimus. V'yeba Koach HaBechira. And he is endowed with full-fledged will, but avada the siyata the shmai. That's not a steerer, the siyata the shmai from the outside. Makas davyurim and beis. V'derech shadam rot soleilech malichanoso. There will be molech you, but only once you abocher to say, this is the path that I want. That itself is an act. That's the bechinim, the asurus to delatasa. You add an asirus, say, this is the derech that I want. And then you have yumalam rechesa beisa bolatar messayin also. Will be messayaya. But you're placed in the middle of that football field. I, and that'll be. Everybody has the same football field. That's Rav Dessen and Kudus Abachira. Everyone has a different end zone. This person is to know Shas, word for word, Bapa. This person is to go ahead and maybe learn one mission in his life. He grew up, Abachulai didn't know what anything. This one, maybe to keep a Shabbos and not even to learn it. Everyone's got a different end zone. But in your level, your world of Abachira, we're all placed in the middle and you can go to either end zone you want. Yacholitz Kam can be under looking at Sisam Shiyurtse. Can you brought me? It's a Tobi, it's a Hara, Abachira, be under the Hatsasasasasha Rose. But it's got to come from you because you have to be the Baal Dover. Writes the Maral, Prague. He says in his Der Chaim and Obus, Pragdal and Mishnah Aleph, and when the Mishnah tells us, Ben Zomar, who is Ezehu Asher, Semech Mechelke, Ezehu Chocham, Halomi Mikolodim, Ezehu Asher, Semech Mechelke, Ezehu Mechuban, Amachamid Sabrius, Ezehu Giber, Kovashis Yitzho. So we have four aspects. What's the Tzana Shavashabah? Zuk the Maral, a very important Yisod.
And what's the muskarishan? Who's the gibor? Who's the gibor? A Schwarzenegger. Someone who has muscles, someone who could beat up, who could lift more weights, who's stronger than other people. No, that's external. What if there was nobody in the world to beat up? What if there was nobody else? It's all relative. Who is stronger than somebody else? Who could beat up somebody else? And at the end of the day, it's all relative. That means it's totally on external factors. It doesn't highlight the chashivas, the strength of a mensch. What does the internal battle of Kovishis Yitzro, the internal battle of Yitzhak Tov versus Yitzhahara, that's something you're the Baal Dover. You're the Baal Dover, Dainu. You control it. And you can have a person who's working out 10 hours a day and he might have big muscles. But what does it mean that he's strong? It's that what? He could pick up something external more than somebody else. He could beat up somebody else. What if there's nothing to pick up? There's no one to beat up. How are you so strong? How are we going to measure it? It's got to be something that under every circumstance, no matter what, you can always measure strength, and that's got to be inner strength. That wherever you are, wherever locality, any place in the world you are, there's always 24/7 an inner battle against the Yetzer Tov versus Yetzer Tov. Who is the mechubar? Everyone says, oh, the one who gets honored at the dinner. And we all know that's not the one who's mechubar, the one who gets honored. It's all what? Who has the honors to give out? Who's the one making the decision? Who should we honor this year? And we know that any halachiyah, nobody wants to be honored. Oh, that's the honor they get. Who has the honor? Hamachamid is a brius. If you can honor other people, that shows you have it. Who's the really the honor one at the dinner? Who controls? Who gets the awards? Who controls what type of award they're going to get? The ones who are giving it out, they're the ones, they're the mechabdim. It's got to be something internal that says what? None who gets the honor from other people. What if there's no one else to give you honor? Mechabdim says what? I'm going to be mechabdim other people, but it's something internal. And that, yes, even if there's nobody around to be mechabdim, but I want to be mechabdim people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created man, is still the ultimate meitiv. He wants to be meitiv and brius. It's got to be something internal. Who's the chacham? Not the one who already accumulated wisdom. It's got to be what? The one who is always searching. Halomim v'kalodim. He has a desire. He's always searching for more. The brother Maral and Sefer Chayim. What do we call that sage? A Talmud Chacham. What? How you become a Chacham? You're always a Talmud. First and foremost, you're always Lomim v'kalodim. That's why we never call him a Chacham. He's always a Talmud Chacham. To be an emissary of Talmud Chacham, you have to be a Talmud. And that is the usher, that's the Gibor v'chulei. It's got to be something internal. That is the Shrog Omer Tashem. There's no Shir next week. It's Hanukkah. I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Tashem flying out the next Monday night. And then Monday night afterwards is still Chanukah. Mitzvah will resume after Chanukah. I'll get back to Bechira Chavshis, to Rav Hunder's Gevaldik Akash in the end of Sefer Zikaron. And Bechira Chavshis is so yisodi, so fundamental. The first aspect of Menanoshi, the Rav Chav says, why is it not one of the Yerkim Likrei? Why is it not one of the Yerkim Likrei Adas? And Bechira Chavshis is not one of the 30. Yes, it connects to Schar Va'onish, number 10. But in the end of the day, it's not one of the Yerkim Likrei. Not only that, why is it not in the Rambam Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah? Isn't it one of the Yisodi HaTorah? At the one of the Yesodas at the beginning of Derech Hashem, why is it not the Rambam Yesodi Torah? Where is Hilchos Bechira? There is no Hilchos Bechira. Where does the Rambam talk about it? Smack in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. Prokem Hey and Vav in the middle of the 10 chapters of Hilchos. Why? What's it doing in Tshuva? I have to wait to Tshuva to talk about Bechira? I have to go through Talmud Torah and Avodah Zarah and Yesodi. Acharetz connected to Yesodi. So what's it doing over there, Mitzvah Hashem? Monday night after Chanukah, Yeshekiah. And a Freilich in Chanukah.
You say it's a Shach commercial game that he had around the Zion. So what was the before?
The point is that he was Menutok Lagamri. What is our ability to speak says, and that we're always utilizing the Chilek Aruchni with the Chilek Agashmi. That's the fusion. That's why all the...
So why did he have a refuah, I'm asking?
Sorry?
Why was there a refuah then?
Excellent. And was that highlighted?
Yeah, we have a Shrach refuah.
Excellent. So when did he get the refuah?
By
Har Sinai. State in Menor's beginning of Dvarim Rabba. V'idaber, Moshe is called Dvarim, Eilu Leimor. It's called Sefer Dvarim. Parshas Dvarim, because Moshe sang all the Dvarim. Writes the Menor's, Moshe Rabbeinu, who started Lo Ish Dvarim Anaychi, becomes the Ish of all the Dvarim. Writes it so more, he became the greatest Medaber ever. Why? Ein Echlami, Mitzan him, that's what his Darga was. But the Torah is Marape. The Torah is the ultimate refuah. So it was the Divrei Torah that brought him the refuah. Da'ayinu Moshe Beinu Be'etzem, he was menutuk from that world. But Al Yadei the Kach HaTorah, that brings a refuah.
Is that Torah he was able to be the middle for the Ruchnis and Gashmas type of thing? That's why Moshe Beinu was able
to be. We're not, he's only going up in Madrigas.
That's the same.
And the word is Moshe Beinu Be'etzem Atzmi Yuso, is menutuk from the world of Chaymer. Menutuk, that's why he said it was Omi Chutz L'machaneh, Karnab, and he's Kilu menutuk to a large degree from the Olam HaChomer. So how does it manifest itself? Zok the Maral, if you're missing that connection to the Olam HaChomer, it's going to manifest itself primarily in the Kamach HaDibur, because the Kamach HaDibur highlights more the Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder, Sefer HaFlow of the Ramam, Kolom Hechus Nedarim, Shuos Ayin Pachay Yitzhak Pesach Maim HaTzavav. So that's the Kamach HaDibur of the Mensch. Moshe Rabbeinu, and now with something external called the Torah. It didn't change Etzem Atzmiyu, so his Etzmi doesn't have the Koch Adiva. The Torah gave him a Gemalik Koch Refuah by speaking and learning. That was Marape, that aspect. Here's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not changing. But now that he learned the Torah is the Koch Refuah. Gemara Bal Masha Tesvon Beis Avram Avinu Evan Tova Haisatluyi Betzavar Shal Avram Avinu. And any Chayla Miyan Nisrape Zok Ein Yaakov B'Shem the Rashba. What was the Evan Tova? It was the Torah. Because the Torah is the koch to be merapi. That means somebody can have a gzeri, he's not going to get healed. Comes along the Torah and it can bring a refuah. It can externally now go ahead and be masakin. It's kibbutz the panacea. It fixes everything automatically.
He starts speaking. So why would they even have to be mevakechul if he had everything on top of his...
Well, ain't chavash matatras v'shon. B'yachin was able to heal everybody.
That's the Evan that's doing it. That's not him.
And still, his kayach, he was given the kayach to do it to other people. And what's the Evan? Is it the actual Evan according to the Rashma? If the Evan is the Torah, kilo written on Luchas Evan, is it showing him the Torah, or is it teaching, or is it the combination?
Rashi says the Ebsha wanted to hear from him. That means he had the kayach to be able to do it through himself. It's only if you don't have, I think the Rashi says it's only if you don't have the kavana, since you don't have, can't have kavana, therefore. I think they said it was also the Shemesh that was the...
So, I gave a shiur that wants the house. Well, what's the connection? The Rabbi Chava brings a medrash. What did Abish do with that Evan? He was told it by Galgal Chama. So I wanted to say that, Efshar, that the Chizkuni says by Avram Avinu, never shall show us Bacharam, kan hischo matam tayro. What does the Chizkuni mean? Avram Avinu was the first one to be Mekayim Kol Torah Kol Kamashanina, Yom Chalchas. He's the first one to start Kufas Tyrus and Etchon Sani Zayin Avodah Zodav Tas. But why does the Chizkuni say, Kan Hischo Matan Tyrus? What's the beer? It's the Fianias Daiti, the Tzafnis Panech, the Rabbi Jover, brings a Medrash. And Medrash says, here you have this Evan Tova. The Rashba says, what's the Evan Tova? The Tyra. What happened after Avram Avinu died? What did Hashem do with that? He was Tolid Begal Gocham on the sun's orbit. The sun's orbit. That's what he was told us. That Evan Zok the Medrash, when Hashem created the Luchas Evan, what did he fashion the Luchas Evan from? From the Galgo Chama. What's the Shaychas? Lefinias Taiti, according to Rashbitz Geshmach. The Evan Taiva was the Taira. And what did Hashem do with that Evan Taiva, the Taira? He was told by Galgo Chama. Comes the Medrash, and now the Medrash says that Ebishter fashioned the Luchas Evan of the Taira. From the Gal Gachama. What does it mean from the Gal Gachama? It's from the Evan Taiva, and that was that he had already early in Bisman Avram. So to tell you what, this is not a new Taira, it's the same Taira. So Avramino Khan Hischo Matan Taira. Matan Taira, the Nesina Saluchos, is the same Evan Taiva that Avramino had, because he took that Evan Taiva, put it on the Gal Gachama, and that created Luchos Evan from the Gal Gachama. Khan Hischo Matan Taira, that is the beginning of Matan Taira.
Well, we didn't get it, they would put it there.
And then he took it and then he gave it to us. Aser Sadibras, the Luchas.
That's called it comes when he puts it, takes it away from us?
No, Avram Avinu is Torah, meaning it's the same Torah. And the same Torah, that Evan Torah.
See, it started from right.
Right. It's the Hemshech of the same Torah. Don't think Avram is learning his, now there's a new Matan Torah. That's Mamash, one continuum. That's all the same stuff. That is a good kind. That's Damakash. However, you're going to learn Evan Torah. Why was it? What's Yom Shlishi Lemilasa? What's Tsar? Whatever that Oven Tova is that had the ability to be Merape, so why didn't he heal himself? So I think the process is that Ein Chavash Matzatzim is Mesor, that's also going to call that.
I was going to say that how is it possible? I thought Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick.
And so he wasn't sick. Yaakov Avinu asked that people should get sick, so that they can know to do tshuva v'cholay, and that they can know when the death is approaching.
But they got sick in general?
We don't know that Avram Avinu was sick, we know that he had Tsar. I don't know if that's the same thing that getting sick.
Refuah usually comes for...
We see from Chazal, it was Yom Shlishi Melach, so when he had Tsar. And we see that he had Tsar. I don't know if Tsar is the same thing as a Chayli.
Didn't it say they usually come to be in Chayli?
If somebody would step on Avram Avinu's foot, he wouldn't be Tsar? Chayli is getting sick.
He's in Mevak Chayli.
Because he was in pain.
someone who's homebound because he's in pain. Yaakov asked for chayli. What type of chayli? Your mom is just sickness, getting sick, getting weaker, getting sick, and ailments so that you know before you're dying. I don't know if that's the same thing. I hear that.
Also, when obviously the Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands, everyone was looking up to Shemayim. So also, maybe we can say that when you take the Chaimer and you bring it up to Shemayim and you connect it with the Ruchnias, that's how Gufo, that's what the Shpitz thing is, that's what Amalek was trying to separate, the Chaimer with the Ruchnias. But we're connected, that when Moshe Rabbeinu picked up his hands, the Yadayim, so to speak, of Yadayim, the answer of the Chaimer, he was picking it up and he was bringing it to Ruchnias.
Excellent.
That's why it was the Chaimer.
Kochavir, Amos Shapiro explains. What's the Kochavir? It can't just be Yisrael and Yishmael. Perkiv Lazar Praklamad. We have the Shem Hashem. Yishmael is the Shem Hashem. We daven three times a day. Yishmael, they're davening five times a day. Yishmael, Kochashmiah. Yishmael is incorporated into his name and essence.
That's not their problem. It's all problem.
Right. So what's our defense for Amos Shapiro? What's our Maila over Yishmael? In the world of Tefillah, Dainu Avada, we have Tyra, they don't have Tyra. In the world of Tefillah, if we're davening, the Arabs are davening. So why do we win out? We're davening to the God of Avram. They're davening to the God of Avram. We're davening three times a day. They're davening five times a day. So what's our adifus? Rav Moshe even mentioned when he asked this kasha, he said that he has a Kabbalah from an altar, a Yid in the old city of Yerushalayim, who learned from the Sraf Mibrisk, Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin Sofiam was in Eretz Yisrael. He said he was once walking with Yeshua Lev Diskin, and when he was walking with him in the old city, there was an Arab on the floor praying to the God of Abraham. Ramaral Diskin didn't walk within his Dalit house. Ramosh Shapiro said this Alta Yid was walking with him, and he didn't say the name of this Yid. He said, Rabbi Shul Lev Diskin didn't walk within Dalit house. He says, Rabbi, what's up? He says, he's dominating and he's praying to the God of Abraham. He's praying to God. They believe in monotheism. They have a distorted view, but they're still praying to God of Abraham. He said, you can't walk within Dalit house. So, Frak the Moshe. What's the Maila? He says it's very posher. He says, Avada, they're praying to the God of Abraham. Avada, there might even be something to their tefillah. And he even said, we have to be worried. Why? Because what he was saying, Kapitel Chaf, Elav Rechav Elav Asusim. Everyone in the world, they put their hope in the chariots and the tanks and the airplanes. And Achav Shem Shokoske, he says, we're in trouble. When the Arabs say, oh, Allah, in the name of God, and we say, oh, we got the best air force. Oh, we got the best army. He says, that's when Eretz Yisrael is in trouble. When we put our bitachon in the army and not in the Abishtar, and the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael putting in it, then we're in trouble. And I says, so what's our Maila? He says, the Maila is Pasha. He says, the Arabs, what do? They do pray five times a day. And then what? And then they just live Hefker, Ligamri, the rest of the world. I know there's their prayer, and then there's whatever they do the rest of their life. It's total of Kairos. He says, what do we do in Tefillah? What was the original Tzura of Tefillah? Priestess Kapayim, Kibega writes in his Zagdama to his Agos and Hos Tefillah Norachayim. What was Priestess Kapayim? Mahayad of Amuna is extending the hands upward. Abishtar, I'm all yours. That's okay. Achukas Agayim, the Agayim copied it. It's not the Tzura Satra, but used to, this was the Tzura Satra. Why? Zagdama Moshe, the whole part is, we have a kol ka Yaakov, there's Yadayim and Esav. By Yishmael, they use the kol. But their Yadayim and Raglayim, they do whatever they want. We take our Yadayim and we incorporate it into the kol, and we're Meshabit it to the kol. We take our Yadayim and Esav. Everything we do the rest of the day is Meshabit itself to the kol HaTorah and to the kol HaTefillah. By us, they're not mutually exclusive. It's one on one the same thing. We also have Yadayim and Esav, but we're Mevatel and Machnia, the Yadayim and Esav. And I think it's Medik in the Lashon. We'll get to later on.
It's only through our Yadayim that separates us? Our kol isn't.
No, so we have, again, we have the kol HaTorah, they don't have the kol HaTorah. The question is, when we were davening, if we're davening for something, and the Arabs are over there, and they're davening for something, what's greater about our kol HaTorah is that we take our Yadayim and Raglayim or Klei Maisa, and we're Meshabi to Machni, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch
Hu, if we,
and Echanami, Rebbe, the Gemara Demek service. Now, what do you do? Zokov Etza, Hatzvois of the Malos. The Mishnah says that Lotzon, he had every delicacy in the world. Saying anybody, he says, "Me olam lo nanes mi olam haza." I never got any hana from this world. What's up, Shah? He says, "God, what do I do with these hands?" The Arabs, they take the hands and they stuff themselves and they eat their Mideastern diets and the food and all the junk v'chule, and then they put it aside and then they go on and pray. What do? We make a bracha before. We make everything is batal mavoto for the kol tayra and or the kol tefila. Everything is batal mavoto. So let's go for the kol kayak. What do you say? He said, erase it. What do my hands do? My hands weren't made to eat food. My hands were made to write over the Mishnahs after Megillas. Why did he raise with Afka's fingers? He writes in Sashach and goes, who could do that? Rebbe, who spent his life using his fingers to write over all the Mishnahs. That's why Zakov Etzah's voice of the Mala. The Goyim, they use the fingers to eat, and then they go on and pray. We use our fingers
to write Chiddush Torah, to write down Shiurim. We use it to write over the Mishnayos. That's the part. Everything we do is one in one with the Kol HaTorah. One in one with the Kol HaTorah. We don't do anything else. Everything. We make money. Not to make money. Not to. We make money in order to do mitzvahs, in order to give tzedakah. That's the tachlis. That's right. It's just that it gets us to that's what Rikki Vega says. Because once the Goyim copy us and they started doing that, so then
I thought it was because you make a, it's like a, like you think the Abish is for sure going to answer you. Like similar to the Tachlis.
Ian Tfilo. How about Ian Tfilo? I don't know, maybe that's another reason I think.
You're not supposed to spread out, so therefore you're not supposed to pick it as a bolster.
I have to check. I think Rikki Vega says priest combined because the Goyim copied it. Once the Goyim copied it.
The way the Arabs pray, they put their legs and arms also fully on the ground. No,
they
sit down.
They're fully on the ground, but
no, that's actually they do something that's been Lo Dezara. When they go down, they bow on the Makanda. They're looking towards the genitals.
Really?
Yes.
That's how they pray.
Yes, reference. Yes. Right. Yes. Right. Yes. She said that's what they got. They're going through the ground. Yes, it's true. But they, what are they doing?
Amazing. That's amazing. Somebody told me. Someone once told me I was speaking about a similar topic.
Also, they never use the never give you the left hand to mean something. Because the left hand was used to take care of themselves. They never used the for anything.
Amazing. Somebody told me once that in Queens College, and a woman was waiting for the bathroom. She was waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Finally, an Arab woman walked out. She said, "Is everything okay?" She says, "Yeah, I just went in there. I needed a quiet place to pray." True story. You see, the whole musuk. By us, it's not Mokan Tfila. It's better. If the only place to pray is in Makoma something office, if it smells, right, then it's also the Davin, you're Ninus. It says, Steer him in Abay. By them, that's the whole word. There's no Kedusha to the Tfila. If you think about Harabayas, Harabayas is a mess. When you put the Arabs in charge, it's a mess. Somebody told me, I was never on Harabayas, you know, it's also the God. Somebody told me, I saw maybe a drone, whatever picture, and that there's garbage, sometimes debris all over. They throw things, they play soccer, they throw things on the ground. I'm sure this is the holiest place there it is by them. It's all Behemoth. That's Paradom. So pray to God inside a bathroom. Inside a bathroom. Abayas, it's a steer in Minei Abayas because it's Kedusha. Then we understand what a call is. By them, there's no call. It's all Paradom.
That's why when the Zman comes, they just drop down. They don't look to see where there's a good place. So it's not really that they're trying to dive in. They just drop down.
No, it's wherever it is. Wherever it is, they just drop down.
So it's not doing too much to make sure.
But there is something to their call.
That's what Ramosha was saying. Again, the ones who are doing it, Lashma, you know, to praying to the God of Abraham, that there is something. There is something. That's what he said. Ramosha said it. See, it's on Rabbi Shulah Diskin. Didn't walk with a Dalit Amos of an Arab. Ramosha Shapiro said publicly, I heard it from him, and other people. He said publicly that there was an older Yid in Yerushalayim that he knew, who was once walking through Bishul Lev Diskin in the old city of Yerushalayim. And Bishul Lev Diskin did not walk within Dalit Amos of an Arab on the floor. Right. He walked around him. Because he's praying to the God of Abraham. But by then, it's all a Tumah. It's all Paradim. It's all a Maisa Peros. That's why they could go in the desert. They could go on the floor anywhere. Middle of Manhattan, they just put a sheet down. That's it. There's no kedusha. We have so many halachas of mechule of ice. We can't have bad smells. We can't see certain things. Total kedusha. Machaveh is leave us. They don't have that much. It's a wild beast.
You don't see any Hasidish.
In terms of the bush, you know, we had an Arabs. They whatever they're wearing, they could go in and tell. Right, so it doesn't matter how they smell and the bush. Right? There's no kedusha. That musik of kedusha. So far removed from that.
Is the shayla of if there's a scholar brought this for the general name of a species, or is that the same shayla? Is that totally in the same?
It could be. It's similar. I think it's machlok is Ram Ramban.
Right.
Is there a shkocha for every single name, or is it only for?
The Hasidic story is over. The leaf fell down, but after that.
Right, it's not so posh.
Every malach is blowing with every blade of grass, and every malach.
And mazel, balatur, and alfiyat of brachus, mazel, mazriya zera lemineu.
Everything has
its
mazel.
A malach that's one. Everything does have its mazel. Rav Cook was once walking through Bari Levin. They were very close to Yedidim, and they were once walking the streets of Yerushalayim. And as they were walking, they passed by a tree, and Rabbi Levin reached up, and he took a leaf off a tree. He started, you know, as he was talking, you know, as a lot of people do, and just sort of cook, he says, why should we mess up Hashem's prayer?
There's a tafka to that leaf. Let the leaf stay where it is. So again, leaf is here to serve mankind. It's not so posher. Posher can say by Baal Tashkis, right? You could even take noodles. You could take food. You could take food and you could do arts and crafts projects because it's here to serve us. It doesn't have to be that you're here to eat the macaroni. Post them say, once you've already cooked the shame macaroni, you shouldn't take cooked spaghetti and use it in an arts and crafts project. But if something's in its raw state, you could take carrots and cucumbers, do arts and crafts project. So it's about tashlis. You could decide what tafkid. So that's why I Sharkan and the Mises. Rabbi Levin could say, it gives me a geschmack to. So obviously he understood that, Rav Kook understood that, he wasn't really chopping it up. He says, well, leave Hashem's Bria the way it is. Leave it the way it is. Don't mess with the ants. Don't mess. Let the Bria do its serving a function. Let Olam Kamenog and Olam. Let everything.
I was by Shiva Rav Weizmann 2 years ago when he said, so we're from Kifta. I thought back the first Kiddush I ever put down
on, that
on paper. No, I once answered, because it's Kasha. That was my first Kiddush I ever put on paper. I felt really bad. I was what? I was a 20-year-old
bunker. Were you drinking a Pepsi? Were you drinking a Pepsi?
I wasn't drinking a Pepsi.
But I said, the whole Sefer that went through all the Rebbe Kiviger, Tzarchians, and Gilyan Oshas, and he answered up everyone except for two. So it was the only two he understood. And Rebbe Kiviger left all Tzarchian God. Yeah. So that's what Gifty used to say. He says, Rebbe Kiviger, he says he once, they came across a Tzarchian and Kiviger. Rebbe Kiviger said, Rebbe Kiviger told him, he and his Chavrusha spent 4 hours. Yes. 4 hours on that Rebbe Kiviger. Why? Because the way they learned the sugya, they didn't understand Rebbe Kiviger's kasha. They didn't have the tzarchiyah. So instead of saying, oh, we got pshat in the sugya, we got pshat in Rebbe Kiviger, if Rebbe Kiviger wrote tzarchiyah, he says, it must be we didn't chop the sugya. So they spent 4 hours relearning the sugya. How did Rebbe Kiviger learn the sugya that to him was pshat that this is a smart tzarchiyah?
What happens when the mashal is kalahom and it takes 5 hours? It's just the opposite.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.